You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I am joined in the Radio 1 booth by Fleur, who is a young enterprise student. She's here to talk about her new product, the Loop Lead. Fleur, how are you going?
I'm good, thank you.
That's great. So you are wagging first period. Hopefully, we're going to say legally.
Yeah.
You've put in a note.
Good reason.
Yeah, good reason. It's all fine. You're going to go to school. They're going to be like, oh my God, you're on the radio? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Way cooler than you guys. So you're talking about your product and business, which is Loop Lead, which we'll talk about more in a moment. The Young Enterprise Scheme is a not-for-profit organization that was established to promote an enterprise financial literacy culture among young people. They have multiple programs to ignite curiosity in the business for youth. How did you get involved with them?
Well, I actually only started taking business last year.
Oh, wow, and you've already made a product.
I know. I just honestly fell in love with it. You learn so many practical skills, and it's just such a fun subject. You get to go out of the classroom and meet so many cool people and come do stuff like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick. So the Loop Lead is a simple device that allows music leads and cables to retreat neatly away when not in use. It's designed to help musicians, and you yourself are one. You did play it strange. What led you to this idea? Was there a kind of negative experience and you were like, oh, I want a fix for this?
Oh my God, yes. I started bass when I was 13, and I've been playing that for 5 years now, and honestly, the mess that my bass cables created under my desk just drove me insane. Like, if you have your bass going and your keyboard and your guitar and you're producing stuff, it's just you have about 10 cables under your chair at once, and it's so hard to keep them neat and all in line, and you're like, my wheelie chair goes over them and they twist and they break.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and then at the end, you are so tired, you can't be bothered to reel them up properly. So they just end up getting damaged and cracked, and you just end up wasting your money on more of them.
Exactly. So the device helps prevent damage and keep spaces tidier, as you just explained, but overall helps reduce e-waste by helping gear last longer. Do you think that kind of quickly going through of gear is a major issue in the music industry?
I honestly do, especially in larger places like schools, especially at my school. I know that there'll be a music lead in there 1 week and it's working, and then I'll come in and there's like 10 of them on the floor knotted, and you plug it in and nothing goes because all the leads are broken. And it's just, yeah, some people, you just don't have that need to reel them up and care for them, and they just, so many of them just get broken.
And so many people don't know how to reel them up properly.
That's the other thing. So many people, like I got taught by my music teacher, but so many people don't know how to reel them up. They just crumple them up and they're all tangled.
I think it takes a specific kind of musician to want to fix something like this. Where, like, I know so many people who just leave them and they don't care. They don't care. They trip over them.
Yeah, I was definitely one of those.
Do you believe that more and more young people, when they're going into business and thinking about the creation of like inventions and ideas, do you think they're more and more doing that with environmentalism and sustainability in mind?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely, last year I was doing another product, and that was like, that was my first year doing business, and I definitely know that that wasn't as much in my mind. But as I've definitely grown and done more business, like now I'm looking to use filament for 3D printing that is from recycled waste, because you learn so much more and you know how much that it's actually impacting the environment as well.
Yeah. How did the design process come about? What was step one to where you are now?
It's been a very long journey. I've been through about 4 or 5 prototypes, and I've been working at my kitchen table with cardboard and foam board trying to get the mechanism right, and working with my hards teacher at school. But the person who's probably most helped me out is Andrew Wallace at the Polytechnic, and he's a product design lecturer, and he's just been amazing in helping me finalize the mechanism and everything. Yeah,
you showed me one before, and I can describe it as like a space age looking almost like a minimalist UFO thing where the cables go in and you've got a handle to like wind them up, and you made it, you 3D printed it. What was the experience 3D printing? Did it take you long to learn how to do that?
Well, I've had a lot of help with the Polytech, but 3D printing is so cool. Like, I had no idea it would turn out this amazing. Like, it's quite solid and I thought it would be a lot more flimsy, but 3D printing is so cool.
And you want to eventually end up using recycled fibre fibres to do it, was that it?
Yeah, I think so. If I continue with 3D printing, I definitely want to add an element in there that will use recycled materials, whether that's in the leads or in the printing.
Mm. Yeah. Nice. Do you think there's any kind of stigma in the business world around young people, and do you feel like you had to kind of combat that to be taken seriously a bit?
Yeah, I feel sometimes it can be like that. I think a benefit of being with Young Enterprise is lots of people, I've realised, when going to talk to business people, they're quite aware of Young Enterprise. Mm. So when you say you're with Young Enterprise, that does help. They're like, oh, okay, they're serious. Like,
yeah.
It helps a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I've got the best new product.
Yeah, yeah. If you go in and you're like, oh, this is my high school project, they're a bit like, oh.
Yeah.
But Young Enterprise, it really helps.
How do you feel like your experience with Young Enterprise, has that kind of made you grow a little, change a bit?
I've just, after being out, meeting so many people, I've had so much more, like, I've learned so much more about myself, so much more independence. Like, you just realise how much potential you have once you're actually out in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're moving into your first round of sales. Mm-hmm. What does that entail?
I'm going back to the Polytech soon, and I'm just going to finalise a couple little details so I can get it working smoothly. And then I just need to 3D print. I'm going to 3D print the first round and then just advertise and market them.
Nice. Yeah. That must be so exciting.
Yeah. Currently I'm marketing on my social media and website, but just... yeah, trying to get myself out there, I guess.
What's your website?
Shout it out to them. Oh, yeah. My Instagram is looplead.yes, and my website is just looplead.co.nz.
And, I mean, to me, seeing the product, the name makes total sense. But yeah. For you, was the name, did that just easily come?
Yeah, well, I experienced with lots of different names, but I know Looplead just flowed well. And when I was doing my design work, the O's and the P's. And
yeah.
I'm a bit of a design nerd.
But they go hand in hand, you know, like you've got three parts of the triangle. You've got the business, you've got the music, and you've got the designs as well.
Yeah, I didn't realise how well that, like, how you could fit all your different hobbies into one thing until you just start doing stuff, I guess.
And then it makes you a unique person with a unique idea. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the program. Can you imagine a world where everybody has a loop lead, where music studios are...
I so can.
Yeah, I can too.
I think it would be a really good world.
It would be a very good world. It would be a very, very tidy world.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Fleur. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
All good. That was Fleur, a Young Enterprise student, chatting about her product, Loop Lead, which is designed to reduce e-waste in the music industries and just keep spaces overall a little bit tidier. Next up on the program...
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.